Welcome.
And welcome to this week's Mungle Show. I am Matt Mungle. Always appreciate you hanging out with us as we talk about the big screen, the little screen, everything in between. A special show this week as we talk about some nominations for Critics' Choice and so much more. For everything we do, check out mungleshow.com. Joining me, as always, from thischicksflix.com, it is Susan Kamyop Stevens.
Hey, my background is still old from the...
What's that from?
It's from In Your Dreams. Did you ever watch it?
I did not.
Oh, you should. It's really cute.
Is it? It's not Pixar, right?
No, it was Netflix.
I'll probably... Did it get nominated?
It did. Got nominated.
Then I definitely have to watch it now.
You should.
I like to watch everything that gets nominated.
Yeah, me too. Did you watch K-pop or no?
No.
Oh my God, Matt. Did you watch Zootopia yet?
Yeah, I watched Zootopia.
Oh, I haven't watched that one yet. Is it good?
Yeah, I watched it before I did my nominations. It's so good. It's so funny. I think it's funnier than the first one.
Did we get it in time? I don't remember getting it.
We got it early Wednesday morning.
Oh my gosh.
So anybody that did their ballots before Wednesday, which most people did, I feel like.
Yeah. I literally did it Tuesday, so they should have given it sooner.
Mm-hmm. And I forgot I had a screening Wednesday night, and I was like, I'll just wait until this evening to do my ballot. And then I was like, I watched Zootopia, and I was like, nah, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And then I was driving to the screening going, oh, crap, I'm glad I voted. I totally would have just missed the deadline completely.
Yeah. It was really fast.
It was fast. Well, speaking of nominations, we're going to talk about the Critics' Choice Association nominations, which at the time of this recording came out today, Friday, December the 5th. And a few surprises, you and I talked offline a little bit. Do you feel like it's never 100% perfect? I think if it was 100% perfect, they would have just taken my nomination list and called it a day. That to me would be perfect.
Well, it's never going to be perfect because... no one's going to be happy. You know, everyone has a difference of opinion. So mm-hmm. No one's ever going to be like, oh, yeah, this is the perfect nominations list. I think it's more about who wins. But I mean, I think they did a good job overall, as best as you could do. For the majority, they got the people that definitely should be in there and shows and movies. This is our first year that the CCA was the first show. We kind of like made that. We decided we are setting the tone for the race. Normally it's the Golden Globes, but now it's us. Mm-hmm. So it will, now we set the tone for the nominations, and despite what people think, it does mess with people's, like, other guilds are going to look at this and they're going to take it into consideration, because we did the same thing when the Golden Globes took theirs out. I'm not saying we copy them, but you're like, oh, like that'll be their template a little bit, and see, it just maybe some stuff will be interchangeable. But I mean, that's, and then when the win, like when we have the show of who wins, that can be a deciding factor when people vote too. Mm-hmm. So I think it's interesting because it does play on that a little. I'm not saying exactly, but it does get, because sometimes people are like, you know, they're on this whole like, oh, well, everyone's voting for Power of the Dog or whatever. I mean, obviously that didn't work with the Oscars, but right. I mean, the Oscars always change it, but like for a good while there, like it'll start a trend.
I'm pulling up our nominations now. It's funny you mentioned Power of the Dog. Every year we sort of joke about the fact that Netflix always wants a seat at the Oscar table for Best Picture. They always think they have the film that's going to do it, and it never quite pans out.
I don't know if they thought they had the film this year. I think they have films that they really care about. But mm-hmm. yeah.
But I feel like this time, I mean, because they have, at least for ours, they mm-hmm. have three movies in Best Picture nomination.
Yeah.
So now whether any of those three are better than the other ones, I don't know. Maybe not. You're right. Maybe not this year. But I feel like in the past with movies like Power of the Dog and
Emilia Perez,
even The Irishman.
Yeah.
They poured so much stock into we got to do this. And I feel like Train Dreams was going to be theirs. I just don't know if it has the legs to get it.
Train Dreams definitely has that Oscar potential. I don't know, though. I think, unfortunately for them, this is a year that I would say three films, particularly two, are going to battle it out. And that's between, like, it's one battle after another versus Sinners. It's going to be that year. This is, might as well just be another Barbenheimer. It's those two. Those two did well at the box office. Well, I can't remember if One Battle After Another did well at the box office,
it
but
did
definitely.
Not.
Okay, that's what I thought. They didn't, but Sinners did. Sinners killed it at the box office. But those are the two that were critically, like, raved about. And then Hamnet's kind of that dark horse. I don't see it winning, like, over the, but those two, I think it's Sinners versus One Battle After Another. Don't get me wrong, though. I was a huge fan of Jake Kelly, so I was really happy to see that in there. I think that Netflix, their movie this year is actually K-pop Demon Hunters, and they're going to be really happy. Like, if that doesn't win Best Song and Best Animated Feature, I will be shocked.
I will be too, only because of the momentum that it has. Yeah, you know what? One Battle After Another and Sinners, which again speaks well for Warner Brothers, which now speaks well for Netflix.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I think One Battle After Another to me was a better film.
Than Sinners?
I think the runtime for that, I think, kept people out of the cinema. I know it did well on Rotten Tomatoes, not as well as Sinners. Sinners was just the one everybody, and don't get me wrong, I didn't dislike Sinners. I just feel like as a movie for awards, I just feel like Sinners was our most nominated, us being Critics' Choice. It was our most nominated film of the year. I don't know if it's going to be the most winning film of the year.
I would agree with that. I think One Battle is going to win more, but I think I personally thought Sinners was a better film overall. We'll obviously, I think that we should do a podcast eventually whenever we're going to officially vote. We'll do another voting and we'll dive deep into the nominations and stuff. But I mean, yeah, I think it's that. I also want to talk about the fact that since we were the first that we're the first award show, like, kicking off the award season for movies. Obviously, the Emmys already happened. But we also did, for the first time, we had a live, like, announcement of the nominees on E! E! News. They announced the big categories. Did you watch it?
No, but but in my defense, well, not in my defense, I don't need to defend. I don't ever watch any of the lives. I don't even watch the Oscars live.
You don't watch the, well, I don't watch them live always.
I will log in 10 minutes after it and read the nominations, or I will follow the nominations as they're posting. Like, I'll follow Variety or somebody as they're posting them as they're being read. I don't know.
Well, that's fine. I mean, if I can, I typically like to watch the Oscar nominations because I think that one's so exciting. I watched the CCA one for the first time, and I will say I thought it was actually really well done.
Good.
The two hosts did a nice job. However, like, edited the pat. You should. I honestly, you could watch it in like 10 minutes on our CCA YouTube channel.
Okay.
But they did a really great job with the edit for, like, when, before they announced the TV nominations, before they announced the movies, they did like a quick little edit thing. And then the graphics look really good as well. And they breezed through it. So, and it's just, like I said, it's just the big ones. So watching that live was actually kind of exciting. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, especially when it got to the movies, I was like, I found myself being like, yes, yes. Versus right. Like, when I read it in a press release, I'm just kind of like, okay, okay, okay. So
that's fair.
There was like some kind of thrill there. So I will say that was cool. That was cool of our show to have that. But the majority of people are like you, where they just read it. So
Now I know that Sinners, as we mentioned, led our nominations for films with 17. Adolescence did 6, topping the TV category.
I'll just say I was thrilled for all the Nobody Wants This, obviously. That got a lot of love. And we were on the limited series and made-for-TV movie, like, section.
Yep.
I'm still annoyed that, like, Another Simple Favor didn't get anything. I don't really understand
anything, it looks like. Yeah. And there was something else we were pushing, I thought. Sirens, I know it wasn't great, but Sirens didn't get much traction either, did it?
Which is fine. I get that, but I'm looking at this is where I get annoyed. I'm looking at the best movie made for television.
Okay.
We got Bridget Jones's Diary, Mad Boy, which I heard was not good. Deep Cover is not that great. The Gorge is not that great. Mountain Head is not that great. Summer of 69 is not that great. And Nona's is just a cute, Hallmarky, whatever.
Right.
The fact that Another Simple Favor is not in there seems so mind-blowing. I could just tell. I was like, nobody watched that. Nobody was watching it. They were just getting ignored with it. And I'm like, I found that really frustrating because the quality of that for a made for TV, I'm not saying it had to win, but looking at these, I'm just like Mountain Head honestly was one of the biggest disappointments. That movie sucked. Bridget Jones, blech. Deep Cover, really? I don't know. I'm kind of annoyed with that. That kind of bothers
Well, it's not
me.
our fault. You and I push for that hard in our committee, so
Yeah, I mean, I'm just
don't
like that one really blew my mind. So I don't know. I just need to vent about that because I think that one's insane to me, especially with what the nominees are. I could get it if it was a stacked that could have been in there.
No, I get it. Yeah, you're right. If there was oh, there's just no way to edge that in because everything was so amazing, but it wasn't. I mean, I could kick out four of those six movies and easily replace it with another Simple Favor.
Easily.
Well, anybody that wants to see all of our nominations, they can go to the Critics' Choice homepage, which is a Critics Association. You just do that Critics' Choice. You can just Google that, and that'll take you right to it. We'll definitely be talking more about that. Our award show is going to air live on E and USA Network Sunday, January the 4th, 2026. So, Susan and I will definitely be breaking down more of that, and we'll do our little vote live show that we always do. Are you going to the award show? I know we talked a little bit about, maybe that's a personal question you don't want to share here, but
No,
am I
I just, I
going?
have, it's not personal. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
You said no, though,
I'm not
right?
going this year.
I will say the cost is hefty just to go.
Yeah. And I always get scared with the whole, the seating's very, very, very limited. It's like,
I think the seating's gonna be okay because it's at Barker, so I'm not too worried about that. It's more, things are a little different for, so that's kind of worrisome, but also I'm just waiting to see. I'm trying to my I don't know if I'm gonna get it, but I'm waiting to see if I might be going to California for a seat filler thing in the Oscars. I don't know if I'll get it, but if
That'd
I
be
get
super
that,
fun.
yeah, and again, it's no big deal if I don't get it. My friend's just trying to put me in the running, but if I don't get it, I'll probably go to the show. It's just I don't want to pay to go to LA so close together and pay for all that. The flight is expensive. The flight is almost, it's over $600. And that's not including stay and food and anything else. I gotta get dressed. It's a lot. Why, let me ask, why are you deciding not to go this year?
For all of that, I mean, I have been a couple of times, and it's a great, fun experience. Traveling that close after the holidays, I just and the cost that's associated and everything else, it just feels different now. Before I would do the red carpet, which was fun, and I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't really have the appeal with everything that's logistically there. Like if I lived in LA, I'd go. I mean, I wouldn't even second
Oh,
go
if I lived
100%.
in LA, I'd go to every show for
Absolutely.
sure.
Just flying out, getting a hotel, doing it and flying back just doesn't really
No, I get it.
fit.
I get, and
Yeah.
that's the other thing is that's exactly why, yeah. It's the logistics more than anything else.
Yeah. For sure. So, but anyway, yeah, January 4th, you can watch it on E and USA Network. We joked a little bit as the we're going to maybe circle back and talk some more about the noms, but some things I want to get to make sure we don't run out of time. We kind of joked about what's good for Warner Brothers is good for Netflix now, as it was released this morning. Again, December 5th is when we're recording this. That Netflix bought out Warner Brothers for like $71 billion or some astronomical Dr. Evil number.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So what, were you shocked? I know this has been in the works. Everybody's been vying for this. Paramount, there's a couple of other entities that wanted
it. I didn't even know this was in the works. When was this in the works?
Last several months, there's been rumors that people have been offering to buy them. And then Netflix came in with the biggest cash portion of the offer, which pushed them over the top. They had enough of the cash just to go, here's what we're offering you. Here's how much of that's cash. And so they ended up with it. It's going to be interesting. Uh-huh. What was your initial response?
I was honestly like shocked. And I was thinking, what does this mean? Like, I think that was my first thing is like, what does this mean? Like, what is going to, does that mean all Warner Brothers films will go straight to streaming, or will they still go to in theaters? And I'll just have like, will it even be called Warner Brothers? It'll just be Netflix.
Obviously nobody knows. The gut feeling that I've gotten from reading is that they mainly did it like Warner Brothers will still have its own autonomy. There'll still be Warner Brothers. They'll still have the Warner Brothers label. Netflix just wanted the property that if they want to put Warner Brothers films on Netflix and stream it, they can do it without having to pay somebody to do it. Like they can cross-pollinate all their shows if they want. Now, whether or not they're going to come in and do, like you said, let's use Frankenstein as an example. It was nominated for Best Picture. That, to me, feels like a made-for-TV movie, only because Netflix loves to put their stuff in theaters for a week and then put it directly on streaming.
Right.
I don't think anybody saw Frankenstein in the theater, which was a missed opportunity. So,
yeah, that was a very theatrical film.
Yeah, so my hope is, like you just said, I hope Netflix doesn't do that where one battle after another gets a one-week theater run and then goes straight to streaming.
Right.
That's going to hurt the industry and it's going to piss Tom Cruise off because he's all about let's go to the theater, which I agree 100%. So I don't know. I mean, only time will tell. Mm-hmm. My hope, I get Pollyanna during these times. My hope is that it's just an umbrella company now so they can have rights to the property, but they're not going to change how everything works. That's my hope.
I feel like that would be the case. I think people are freaking out. I've seen so many posts of saying like theater is dead now because of this. Like some people, it's a really negative reaction online. And I think people need to realize that I think it's what you're saying. I don't think Netflix would want to take away from the theaters. They want people to see some of their movies in theaters. So my assumption, obviously we don't know for sure, it's just like with HBO Max. There are movies that they stream or Paramount Plus. There's plenty of movies that have long theatrical runs that then go straight to Paramount or HBO Max. So I think it's what you're saying. And I assume it's just like a little perk. It's like the umbrella thing. I think maybe they'll get some money out of it, you know, like that'll be, they'll get some compensation for the ticket sales.
Right. And like I said, they can, if they want to put another, I keep using this one because it's the big movie of the year. If they want to use Sinners or One Battle After Another and stream it on Netflix, they can. Nobody can tell them they can't.
Right.
They don't have to pay somebody for it. It's theirs. They own the intellectual property. So, you know, I have to be careful because, as you know, our daughter works for Warner Brothers. Yeah. So anything I say here is coming from the
critic. Warner Brothers or HBO?
For Warner Brothers.
Oh, I thought it was HBO that she
works. Well, she works. Well, again, it's an umbrella company. So she works on all the HBO shows, but she's still a Warner Brothers employee, if that makes sense.
So has she said how this affects her?
She has. And I don't want to talk too much about it because, you know, it's. Is what it is. But you and I can talk offline a little bit.
Okay.
But, you know, anything I say here obviously is coming from a critic fan standpoint and not a. You know, personally, of course, as a person, I'm going to look out for her best interest.
Well, yeah.
But as a film lover and a TV lover, I've got that other interest too. So, you know, and I'm also worried about all of my Discovery shows. You know, as you know, Kimberly and I watch everything on Food Network and all of the cooking stuff. I want all that jacked up too. So, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting.
And my other thought was, there goes another reason for Netflix to jack up the prices.
They're already the most expensive streaming service.
Yeah.
And The only thing is if they combine the two, and let's say you're paying, this is a round number, let's say you're paying $15 for Netflix and $15 for Max. That's $30. So let's get them both for $25.
Sure.
Netflix is making more per subscription, but the streaming person is paying less. That would be my hope, you know, that we get both for a little bit less than what we're paying for both. Now, I don't know, though. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, I just hope they don't change the theatrical part of it. Because I mean, you nailed it at the top of the discussion. I don't want it to go straight to streaming. I want to have the opportunity to see these movies in the theater, and everybody else does too, and not have to just rush out and hope they find a theater the first week.
And I really would think that Netflix wants that too. They want their movies to be seen in theaters.
Then why don't they do it with their own stuff?
I mean, because they pride themselves on streaming, so that's what they do right now. Mm-hmm. But they do. There are stuff that they know, even not on award season, there's a few films that they put out in the middle of the year that has like a 2-week theatrical run. And then on top of that, I mean, there are some films like Alamo, they'll still play like some movies in theater. I mean, K-pop Demon Hunters, that had a... they realized that had enough of momentum to be able to put them in theaters. So I think they also like see what's worth it.
Sure.
But this may change the game for them. They may now decide, okay, now we have the ability to put some movies in theaters.
Yeah. And it might even give them, you know, not that they needed the backing, but now let's say they have a project they're green lighting. They could release it under the Warner Brothers label and put it in theaters as a Warner Brothers show instead of Netflix original.
Uh-huh.
Get a little bit more credibility maybe in the theater.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they know what they're doing. I mean, if you got $71 billion laying around.
Yeah.
Somebody's making some smart decisions.
I think if anything, when I saw that, I also saw this is why Netflix is my favorite, because they know they're still the top, they're the OGs.
Mm-hmm.
And they just made a statement of like, we're not getting over, these other streaming services don't have nothing on us kind of thing. Right.
But you have to be careful in anything, not just this, mm-hmm. that you don't have one person owning it all. You have to have that flexibility so that, you know, you don't have one person going, hey, we're going to charge you $40 a month. You want anything? Yeah. You want to watch anything? You got to pay it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So it takes out that's the true. Competitiveness. So I don't know. But, again, these are first world problems. These are like,
I know.
The world still, there's a lot of things happening in our world right now that are more important than.
No, that's why we're just entertainment here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of streaming, as we get into the holidays, I can't believe we're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas.
It's insane.
It is insanity. Uh-huh. Well, I guess a little more than 2 weeks, but there's some fun Christmas stuff streaming. Have you seen anything lately that's just, you know, watch at home that you recommend for the holidays?
Well, I watched that Oh What Fun that you really liked to, and I was going to watch it anyways because it was a great cast. I mean, oh my gosh, you have Michelle Pfeiffer, you have Dennis Leary, you have,
Chloe Grace Moretz is in it. And
Felicity Jones. Felicity Jones. The kid from The Holdovers.
Mm-hmm. Great cast.
Really good cast. Now, you really love that movie, huh?
I loved it because I felt like it was for the first time. Because I was going to ask you if you feel this way as a wife and mom, because I know you're super busy at work. You do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got so much going on at home, but you have a busy, successful career. I don't know if, you know, because, you know, as your son gets older, are you worried about, or have you seen people in your family where, again, what I loved about this movie is seeing how much a mom and a wife do during the holidays to make it the holidays. Yeah. With a lot of times little or no recognition. And I thought this movie brought that right in the face. And I just thought it was a very sweet and funny way to do it.
Yeah, I love that at the beginning. I never thought about it when she posted or she started it and she was like, look at all these ones about men and the mom's just there and there's no credit. And I was like, that was really good. It started really well for me. And I was like, I like what it's doing. Although I will say, like a movie like Family Stone, I think you totally see like the women, like Diane Keaton and the women in that family are the heroes. But I once she stole that giant candle with the four wicks or however many
Ten
wicks.
wicks.
Yeah, one that she had to go get. So I was like, okay, fine. You're about to do this. You're about to go get something. Fine. Even though in my head I was like, you could just get something else besides a candle altogether.
Sure.
But then the way that she stole it, I don't know, but immediately, like the way that she just was like, can't wait in that line. We're just going to take it. We'll come back, pay later. Like that made me lose all empathy for her. It was so entitled white woman that, like, I mean, no person of color would ever think, oh, I'm just going to walk out of this store during the
And nobody
busiest
will
time.
care.
Yeah, no one's gonna care. I'll pay back. They'll understand. It's a long line. Like, who? What? I mean, I just, and the way she didn't feel bad. I mean, I just like, I could not believe that. I felt bad for walking. I got so in trouble as a kid for taking a lollipop out of the store. My mom found out later. I was so in trouble for that. Like, I mean, and I didn't even do it like I was a kid. I just was like, oh, I just grabbed it. I didn't even think anything about it. I mean, I'm just like, that sent a completely different message to me. Like, and I know it's such a small thing, but I was like, you just made me lose empathy for you a little bit here because you're like, we didn't even come back to that. I hated that. I hated that so much. And she doesn't even give it to her. And
And I was watching that going, did I miss something? It's like you went through this whole thing and then she, and spoiler alert, I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about it, and she never gives it to her. I'm like, what happened to it?
yeah, there that never comes back. That never comes back. And so it makes it okay. And that's what bothers me, is that like
Like, was there a
whatever.
scene where she got in trouble and had to give it back and they took it back?
No,
I know there's not, but like, did that get cut out? I feel like the last half of this movie was made by a totally different team than they made the first half of the movie.
agreed, and that's where I didn't like it. So
Even the, when
then,
she decides to, again, we're maybe spoiling some things, but she decides to leave. She gets fed up with her family. She does this cross-country trip, which kudos to anybody that can drive from Houston to California in 9 hours.
oh yeah, I did like that it was in Texas. That was
Yeah.
nice
It's
too.
like, come on, did you guys not even do Google Maps? You can't even get out of Texas in 8 hours,
No,
much less
that
drive to
is
Burbank. And she
so
had all this
unhealthy.
money. Obviously, she's a wealthy, and she didn't decide to fly. She's going to drive this
Yeah.
beat up beater car that she could have
She
bought a plane ticket cheaper than she bought this car. I don't know. The whole half end of the movie, even as powerful it was, and there were some great moments at the end with the women talking about the holidays. But as a plot, it was disjointed. The last half of
That's
this movie was.
where, and that was my other complaint. So it was not just that stupid stealing scene. That's where it lost me for a second. And I had some more empathy for her, but then she goes across country and it's exactly what you said. It felt like a totally different movie after that. And I was just like, they bring it back in the very, very end to what it is, but it's exactly the word I would say too. It's disjointed. It lost its momentum. It started out so strong, like really strong. And her leaving for that long of the movie really took away from it. It would have been, I just like, I wanted to fix it. I was like, and I knew she was going to get to where she was going at the end, and I didn't mind that. But I don't think they needed the whole cross country, whatever happened after that. So yeah, so you guys can watch it. People can watch it. I mean, it's a fun cast. There is a great message there.
There is.
It does
And
make
that's
you
what we
want to
kind of
do.
said at the top. What I loved about it was that message of, because I
Yeah.
know there, I mean, I'll watch how much my wife does with decorating and making sure that everybody's got presents, you
Yeah.
know, and even, you know, they make jokes about sometimes moms and wives have to buy their own presents or they're not even going to get anything. You
Yeah.
know, it's just, I think they're really taken advantage of with making sure. And a lot of that is, I think, maybe pressure they put on themselves a little bit to make it perfect when maybe everybody around them doesn't want it perfect. I don't know, but I thought it was just a very poignant way to remind people, especially husbands and children, that hey, you know, let's not just take for granted when you come home, everything is decorated and the cookies are made.
No, for sure. Cause that is what I do. Like I'm, and I think that's, you did hit on the truth is like, we do put it on ourselves, but you know, I'm very particular. Like even Trevor and I decorated the tree and like I got his help, but then I have to like go back and refluff correctly. And then he just kind of sits down and I was doing the ornaments and he's like, well, you're particular. You want these ornaments in a certain spot. I was like, well, how lucky for you that you get to sit there. But yeah, with all the presents, I'm the one who has the list trying to figure out who gets what. I do make sure he gets me a gift though. I'm opening gifts under the tree.
Oh,
That's
absolutely, as you should.
yeah, that's but yeah, I mean we do, and then I still work a full-time job. I still have to do all this stuff. There's like a lot of moms do so much of the organizing that I think the guys, especially dads, don't have to worry about. We kind of like take charge in that. It's like a double-edged sword. I don't know.
And there's a scene in the movie where, the dad's giving a toast and he comes out dressed like Santa Claus and everybody's
Stupid.
clapping for him and everything. And the mom's like, really? I've just busted my ass for 72 hours for this dinner and you're going to praise this fat white guy. That's just
Right.
funny.
See, and that's where the movie was still good, though. That's where it was still good. I was
Yeah, it
like,
was still funny at that point.
yeah, I was like, here we are. Yeah, I get what you're doing. And it's just about appreciating mom. It made me want, I mean, we've already, at least in my family, because we do go to my parents' house on Christmas Day and my mom makes a brunch, but we like all step in to help in some way. We don't let my mom do everything. Like there's lots of help. So that's a great reminder of that too, is to help. But yeah, but there's a lot of holiday stuff
I was
streaming.
going to ask you, is there any classics that are a must stream for you?
Well, I've got some of the Netflix ones ready to go. Even last year's Our Little Secret, which that's not a classic, but I do like watching like Just Friends is a really good one. I love Family Stone. I love oh gosh. I know I'm forgetting one. I do like the cartoon Grinch. Well, even the Jim Carrey one too. I
Yeah,
don't
we
know.
like
What
all
about
the
you?
classic cartoon ones. Again, we start the Hallmark thing. So every weekend we watch all the new Hallmark stuff. Prime and Netflix do have some, and they're good and cute. I don't think Hallmark's still the king of that, but our
See, I
queen.
think Netflix has become the king for me. I used to do Hallmark and Lifetime, and now Netflix is where I go.
Nice. And I think Christmas with the Cranks is a classic one that I do. I don't know why I like that one so much. I think it's just the chaos of the neighborhood, and I think Jamie Lee Curtis is so funny in it. But Christmas with the Cranks is kind of a classic.
I like
Family
the
Stone,
beat.
as you mentioned, is a really good go-to.
Yeah. Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. Which one
Arnold
is that?
Schwarzenegger.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Fun
that
one.
is a good one. Yeah. And what's the one with Sinbad trying to get the doll? Is that the
That's
song?
it. That's Jingle All the
That is
Way.
Jingle All the Way.
Oh, I did re already rewatched the one Hulu one I really, really like is the one with Kristen Stewart. Oh gosh, why am I blanking on it? And she brings her. That's gonna drive me nuts. Where she has to pretend like they have to pretend they're straight.
I don't know which
You
one
never
that.
saw it? You did. I thought
I
you
probably
watched it.
did, but yeah, there's several out there that.
Happiest Season. Happiest Season.
Oh
That's what. Yeah,
that
that's
is
a
a really
great
good
one.
one.
I actually rewatch that one almost every year.
All right. Well, there's a lot, and next week we'll talk more, even more about streaming stuff. Again, in a couple of weeks, we'll be voting live here for the CCAs. Keeping up on that. And the 1 minute we have left, is there anything in the theater that you request people run out to, holiday or not, and like catch it before it gets out of the theater? Is there anything out right now you're thinking of?
Off the top of my mind, go see Eternity. I loved it. I just think that's a really like wholesome, good like movie to see during the holidays. It's feel good.
And I'll wrap up in the 30 seconds we have. Do you think it's a comedy? We nominated it Best Comedy.
I think it is a comedy. It's
Is
a
it?
romantic comedy.
All right. Well,
There's
there.
I laugh so much in that movie. It's a rom-com.
It is a rom-com, but it is a very, I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not
Oh,
disagreeing. I was just kind of surprised that it made the comedy list.
do you or not?
I liked it. I liked it. I just didn't
Is it a
laugh a lot.
comedy? Oh, you didn't laugh at all? Oh, I laughed quite a
Not
bit.
at all, but I guess because Olsen just makes it very, she's very dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, everything Susan does, check out thischicksflix.com. All of her reviews, interviews, so much about there. Everything we do is mongolshow.com, and we'll be back with more next week.